Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
That's what they call me around here. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. My pleasure as always. I mean, very excited about having our good friend Ivan Meisner back on the show. Ivan is the founder and the chairman of BNI Business Network International, the author of many books, including Truth or Delusion, including my favorite, The 29% Solution, and many, many others, most of them having something to do with connecting you with other people in a productive and efficient way. He's our good friend Ivan Meisner. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, it's always good to be on your show.
Good to have you back, Ivan, as always. Ivan, I conducted a survey through my website, through our newsletter last week, as I reported on in the previous segments. And as it turns out, you guys did your quarterly survey and published that information recently. And it's very interesting. Now, mine is I typically think, even though my audience can come from anywhere, I typically think of it as being a U.S. Survey. But yours is clearly an international survey, right? Your respondents were from all over the world.
Yeah, we had 1,700 respondents from every populated continent in the world.
And interestingly, our results were very similar.
Yes, that's what I hear. I was listening to your show, and that sounded very close.
Yeah, I had about 11% said that business was great, and your number in that category was what?
12%,
so pretty darn close. It was great. My folks who said business was growing, but maybe not as much as they'd like, was in the 65% range. Yours was pretty close to that, wasn't it?
Yeah, 58%.
58%, that's very close. And then my numbers, I only had one group that said their business was really having a hard time right now, and they were in the 25% range. Your group was a little smaller than that, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, 12% said it was declining or declining substantially, with about 23% saying it was flat.
Yeah, so, well, that's pretty darn close. So that, isn't it interesting that that two groups, and I'll tell you something, Ivan, I report on the NFIB survey, and I report on the Tatum LLC survey every month, and their numbers are pretty darn close to our numbers.
Well, it sounds like it's being pretty consistent.
Yeah.
One of the questions we asked that I don't know if you asked this one was, is your company hiring or planning on hiring in the next few months? And for the first time, we had over half say yes or possibly.
Right.
54% of the respondents said, yeah, they're going to be hiring or possibly hiring.
Well, we didn't ask that in this survey, but we have in past surveys over the last two or three months. But because we do our survey every week, yours is once a quarter, and so you ask a lot of different questions each time. So that's good news on the hiring, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's taking things in the right direction, because hiring is really the engine for, I think, a recovery in any economy.
Right. No question about it. At some point in time, Ivan, you gotta wonder if most businesses are growing at least a little bit, you gotta wonder, after a while they gotta do something to take advantage of the growth, to support the growth, don't they? I mean, you can only, technology will help a little bit of that, but after a while you gotta have somebody run the technology.
Yeah, absolutely right. You do, and I think that's why you see this, slightly higher number in terms of hiring, which we hadn't seen before. Every survey we've done, and we've done this now for a year, every survey we've done has showed less than 50% saying they're hiring. So here's the thing: it's all moving in the right direction, but really slow. It's at a snail's pace in terms of the recovery.
And, Ivan, 2 years ago, I told my audience, you may have heard me say this yourself, I said, folks, settle in to a pace that you can handle, because this recovery is not going to be a V or a W or a U or a hockey stick or anything else. It's going to be an M recovery, a marathon recovery. It's going to be a long race, and it's going to be methodical and disciplined and maybe even boring. What do you think, Ivan?
Well, I think you're right. And I think you say an M recovery, and I look at that visually, you know, up, down, up,
yeah.
down.
Yeah.
And that's a, I think to some extent, going to be accurate. It might be a double dip kind of a recession.
Well, I prefer to turn the W upside down and think of it as and on the positive side and the negative side. Hold on to that thought. When we come back, Ivan's respondents gave him some ideas on some things that they were concerned about and that they were going to be focusing on. And we're going to talk about some of those after these messages. 20 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Ivan Meisner is our guest.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.